Yivamas Pregun Alf Mishnah Vav Mishlo Shasa Acher Bala Shlosha Chadasha Venisis. A woman that didn't wait after her husband died, she didn't wait the 3 months that she's supposed to. And she got married early before that. So now you have problems. Vyolda, now she gave birth. Venyaduim Ben Tishal Rishon and Ben Shival Achon. We're not sure if it's a baby that came from the first husband and it was a 9 month pregnancy, or maybe it came from the second husband and it was a 7 month pregnancy. Hayula Bonim in Arishon Uvanim in Asheni. And the case was where she had other sons from the first husband and other sons from the second husband. And now this baby grows up, becomes a man, and has a wife, and dies. What happens with this wife? Cholzin v'lo miyabmin. So they do chalitza to her, but they can't do yibum to her. The reason that is they can't do yibum because in each of them there's a suffix whether they're only brothers from the mother's side. So for example, the brothers from the first marriage, when they look at this almana, they can't do yibum because perhaps this boy was born from the second father, not their father, and the mitzvah of yibum is only to brothers from the father. So they can't marry this woman because, as far as Arias is concerned, she's still an erva because by Arias, even brothers from the mother is an issue of Arias, but there's no mitzvah of yibum. So therefore they can't do that, they have to do chalitza. V'chein hu lahem cholitz lo miyabim. And so too, the reverse. To this boy that grows up and he's a suffik who his father was, he can only do chalitza and not yibum. If one of these Vadoyim brothers, we knew who their father was, if one of them die, he can only do chalitza because it's possible he's not a brother from the father's side. Mishnah continues, Hayelo achem min arishon v'achem min asheni, shalom osoim. If we complicate it a little more, that this suffix, this boy, that we're not sure who his father was, if it was from the first husband or the second husband, the case was here also added to that, that he has other brothers from the first husband and the second husband, but not from the same mother. So they're also a suffix. These guys are also a suffix to him, and each of them, that it's possible that it's not even their brother at all. Because it's definitely not the brother of his mother, because we're dealing with a case now where it came from another mother. It's only a Shiloh, is it a brother of this father or brother of that father? But they're certainly not brothers of the same mother. Hu cholitzu miyabim. So he can do chalitza or yibum. Because the reason he, meaning the suffix person, can do yibum or chalitza, if we just focus on the yibum, is because if it's his brother from his father, then that's great, he's doing yibum. And if not, what if it's not his brother from his father? So in this case now, since it's not his brother from his father, and we know that we're talking about now where it's not even the brother from his mother, so he can marry her. It's just, she's not related to him at all. And the Rav points out, obviously we're also dealing with a case where there's no other brother involved here, because if there's another brother, then you can't marry her, because then she's still zakuk to yibum. So anyway, that's why he can do chalitza or yibum. Vehem, but what about them? People who know who their father is, they're just not sure how they're related to him. Echad cholitz v'echad miyabim. So to them, if this person that's a suffik, we don't know who his father was, if he died and he left a wife to do yibum, when we focus on them doing yibum to his wife, here one of them would do yibum, meaning one of them from one father would do yibum, and one of them from the other father would do chalitza. Either or. Why? Like the Rav points out, because if it's his yavama, that's great. And if it's not, he's stam, marrying somebody that's not related. V'heim, and to them, echad cholitz v'echad miyabim. One of the brothers should first do chalitza to either of these women, and then the other brother should do yibum. Why? So it's not a problem. So if we just focus on the yibum part, if it's his real brother from his father that just passed away, they're for sure not related by their mother, but if it's brother, the father that passed away, and it was from his father as well, then he's doing yibum. That's great. And if it's not, if it's from the other father, so now they don't share a father or a mother, so he's just stam marrying a woman that he's not related to. And as far as Yivama Lashuk, it's not a problem. She's not zakuk to yibum, because the other guy, meaning the brother from the other father, he already did chalitza first. Therefore, it'll turn out that if you do it this way, whether it's the Ben Rishon or the Ben Achron, the original father, the second father, whoever does chalitza first, that's fine. Whatever order you do it, but then the remaining guy would do yibum.